Sarvasana Mor Kavetu Jahe. And when our material desires become very small and insignificant. Nishaya Chariya Kabe Shuddha Have Man. Kabe Have Herabo Shivindavan. When will my mind be purified of material desires? Nishaya Chariya Kabe Shuddha Have Man. And then I'll be able to come to Vrindavan. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoive Akuti. When I'm very eager to read and follow the Goswami's Rupa and Raghunath, then I'll be able to understand the divine love, Jugala Priti of Sri Radha and Krishna. Rupa Raghunatha Pade, Rahu Mora Asha, Pratana Kore Sada Naratamandas. My only aspiration is to attain the feet of Sri Rupa Goswami and Sri Raghunatha Das Goswami. And this is the prayer of Sri Naratam Das Thakur.
Without seeing book, you should tell the purport of this song. Stand up. What is the purport of this song in brief?
This song is written by Srila Naratam Das Thakur in glorification of Sri Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. And he's saying that when will my eyes be filled with tears while chanting the name of Hari? And when will my hair stand on end when saying the name Gauranga? When will the Nityananda Prabhu, who is like the moon, Nukhara Chandra, when will he be merciful to me? And when will all my material desires become very small and insignificant? When Nityananda Prabhu and Satchinanda Gaudhari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are merciful to a person, then his material desires become insignificant and he is able to understand the divine love of Sri Radha and Krishna. Able to enter into Vrindavan. So, by taking shelter of Sri Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, Raghunatha Das Goswami, and all the six Goswamis, Vaishnava Acharyas, Sri Guru Parampara, then we can attain the mercy of Sri Gauranityananda Prabhu. And by their mercy, then we are able to understand the Yuga Priti, the divine love of Sri Radha and Krishna. So Naratam Das Thakur is praying that when will Sri Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami, when will they give their mercy, that I will be able to understand his love and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will bestow his mercy. So,
thank you. Why? My Siksha Guru, Sri Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, came to the western countries and eastern countries all over the world. They are very rich, western people, very wealthy, healthy, very beautiful, not like India. But even he came, and myself too, I am coming to all American countries, European countries, here, there, Australia. What is the purpose? To collect money, or to collect anything, why he came or myself? Prajnath Prabhu will tell in brief.
Adhyanatim ramasya gyananjana sanapena chaksu unumuritanyaya prasnaya sri guruvena maha panchakarthasya sri vrasinu vevatya patitana pavanepyo vaishnavepyo namo namaha.
Try to understand.
We had just heard the glorification of this very beautiful song, Sukitani Mahaprabhu. When we remember him, when we will cry, why cry? Because we will realize what he came to give. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he realized the heart of his Guru Maharaj, who came in the disciplic succession of so many exalted saintly personalities, who all realized the heart, the wealth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Some of us, I don't know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Krishna, the unattractive, most beautiful personality, who has a relationship with all of us, but we don't remember. We have forgotten. We think this body is very beautiful. I can enjoy. Ocean is there, nice waves. We can suffer or surf. Yeah. We see every day how young people especially, they think, oh, life is so attractive. Here in Hawaii, the weather is always nice. There is no threat so much from anywhere, and we can enjoy life. But really, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself, our best friend, he has come to give us the information how we can really be happy. Because if we try to enjoy this material body, we can look around in this room, how many of us are still in this illusion that we can enjoy and be happy. As the body becomes older, we realize so many difficulties are coming. Stomach problem, heart problem, eye problem, hearing, walking, everything becomes difficult. Kidney stone, this, that. So many problems are always in this material body. So a wise person who is sober, who wants to know, why am I in this world? What am I doing here? What is the real purpose of life? Until the coming of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, there was no real answer to this question. Some persons have come from India, Vivekananda and others, Yogananda, they all had some message that all meditate and go and merge with Brahma, with the void, and you will overcome all your problems, all your difficulties. But really, this is not what we wanted to hear. At the time that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada came to Western countries, especially the younger generation, they did not want to hear all this repeated, you may say, the story which they had heard so many times before. They just work, get married, and contribute to the society, and do as you are told, and you'll be happy. There was a big reaction all over the world. They called it the hippies, the hippie society. They reacted against the Vietnam War, against so many things. Now again we see how many foolish things are going on in the name of peace and happiness. Mr. Bush is telling, we did the right thing. We went to Iraq and we will prove that this is helpful to improve the peace and happiness of the people in the world. What do we see every day? How people get killed, blown up, When we come to the airport here, they will stop you as if you were a terrorist, thinking that, what is this person coming here for? Why are you coming in my country? Like Srila Prabhupada used to say, like watchdogs, they bark as soon as you come in their territory. There is no trust, no love, no faith in each other. For Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and our Gurudev, yeah, they have come to remind us that really, you want to be happy, but you've forgotten. You don't remember how to be happy. Here is the process. What did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come to give? The most wonderful gift, which is incomparable to anything in this world, that is that we have a loving relationship, which is transcendental, which is spiritual, which is no any comparison in this world. And you have that with who? The most beautiful person, who's always young. Yeah? And what does he like to do? He likes to play, he likes to joke, he likes to sport, and especially he attracts everyone by his beautiful flute playing. That is Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada, he had this strong desire how to please his spiritual master, how to please his Ishtadev, his Prabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to give this wealth to the Western world, which were bereft. At the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the message was very clear. This is meant to spread all over the world. To every town and village, my name will be heard. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted this. But how did will it come to pass? There was a big, not obstacle, but you may say question mark, or we are waiting, when will it come to pass? So at the time when Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada arrived in Western countries, single, alone, he established this wonderful and most glorious mission, the inauguration of the flow of love of Godhead coming from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and all the associates from Bengal, India originally. So that good news, that arrived with the coming of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and that is something which we cannot discover in any corner or any situation which we have in this world outside of the heart of the pure devotee. So Srila Prabhupada, such a gift Krishna has donated to the world to wake us up. Hey, you have forgotten who you really are. You have forgotten that something is your birthright. You're supposed to be happy forever. Yeah, this is the message. Now, at that time, all became very happy. From hippies, they turned into happies. They started dancing on the street, 8 hours every day, dancing, chanting, and giving out this message by magazines, by book, and inviting them, please come and join us in kirtan, dancing and chanting and feasting. Oh, really? Feasting? We had some idea, oh, this yoga and meditation from India, this is nice process, but what about my stomach? Because we are Western people, we are attached to having some nice preparations. And although some of us were vegetarian, we didn't know what really was nice preparation until we discovered how these delicious preparations which are offered to Krishna are incomparable. The devotees would come, guests would come, so many people would come to the Sunday feast, and Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he cooked himself all the preparations. And the devotees, they, after taking all these nice preparations, they couldn't leave anymore. Automatically, they stayed and they wanted to learn more about this wonderful process. At that time, all became very happy, inspired, and they were running around to all places, all over the world, every country, establishing centers, giving this message, how to be happy, how to chant and be happy, and how to study these books. Srila Prabhupada would say, I've written these books for you, for my disciples, to read and understand and practice. Then, unfortunately, at the time when Srila Prabhupada left this mortal world from our vision, the devotees became discouraged. They didn't know how to practice, how to take advantage, how to respect each other, how to understand what is really bhakti. Although they had become so enlightened and in their enthusiasm, they were so happy and they had pleased their spiritual master so much. Unfortunately, they needed more help, but very hard to realize. Then, fortunately, Krishna is not a miser. Krishna is very merciful, most merciful. And Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu is Mahāvadanyaya. He is the most merciful. So again, by his causeless mercy, Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu has arranged that another jewel-like, most wonderful, pure devotee is coming to the Western countries, giving the same message as Śrīla Prabhupāda. The same message as our Guru Parampara, as Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Caitanya Mahāprabhu. Chant and be happy. Take seriously to the study of these books. Distribute these books. Make others happy. And moreover, become very steady and sincere in your own bhajan. And you will realize the wealth of Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu, which we all have a right to discover. All it takes is come time to time, once a week, or at least once a month, or if not possible, but try to come, keep a contact with Krishna's pure devotees. Develop faith in their words. Try to follow their words. Put it in practice in your life, and you will see an incomparable wealth manifesting in your heart, which nobody can take from you. This is really ours, the wealth of Krishna consciousness. And this is the great gift of the pure devotees which they come to offer. They don't come to us for money. They remind us, your money is not yours anyway. It all belongs to Krishna. What can you take with you at the end of this life? One hair? Not even one hair. What to speak of money, isn't it? So Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything belongs to Him. Whatever you have, use it in His service. And kindly, the pure devotee encourages us to use our resources in Krishna's service. And by that become purified, become more and more qualified to hear and chant and practice real bhajan, real sadhan, as our acharyas wanted us to practice. So Srila Gurudev, mercifully, he comes to remind us about this very same thing. Don't be an illusion. Don't think that anything in this world is yours. What is ours is our relationship with Krishna. And what is that relationship? We are eternally Krishna's servants. And if we take a little interest, some desire will manifest in our heart. That we want to serve Krishna. We want to serve His devotees. And by that service, more happiness comes. More desire develops. I want to serve more. I want to serve more. I cannot stop. And that is the addiction which Srila Prabhupada came to bring and Srila Gurudev also. Become addicted to chanting Hare Krishna. Become addicted to associating with devotees. There is no nicer, no better association than with pure devotees. And give up all your false ideas that anything in this world is yours. Offer it all to the lotus feet of Krishna's pure devotee. And He will manage everything. Don't worry. Forget all your problems and surrender.
Madhava Maharaj is the something more about this.
So, Srila Gurudev raised a question. Why is Srila Gurudev traveling in the Western country in his old age? Prior to him, his Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, why he traveled all over the world What is the cause? They want any money, name, fame. If not, what purpose they traveling all over the world being in old age? Even our grandfather means Siksha, Gurudev Siksha Guru, Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj, when he was traveling by Sindhya navigation, he got heart attack. Still he is determined to come. Why so? What is the reason behind this? Sriman Mahaprabhu told by his own lotus leaves, Prithvi Parjanta Hayata Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachar Haive Mor Nam. There is so many cities and villages all over the world. Mahaprabhu told, my name and mission will preach all over the world. Later on, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he predicted the time is coming very soon that some black person and white persons, means Indian and Western, combinedly, they will raise their hand and chant, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. This time is come very soon. So our Guru Maharaj has predicted what is their vision. To fulfill the desire of Sri Bhakti Vinod Thakur, means our Guru Parampara, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Bhakti Swami Maharaj, and our Gurudev is traveling all over the world. They don't want money, because they are living in India very nicely. They never doing hunger strike, lack of food. They are doing everything very nicely and peacefully. Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada ordered his disciple, at that time his name was Abhay Charan De. He told, you are perfect in English language, so you will go Western country and preach Mahaprabhu's mission. So he want to fulfill his Gurudev's desire. Then he thought, how I shall go and what I will do there? He was not ready to take even an announce order. Gurudev requested him again and again. He told, I have some fear, some doubt. What is that? It mentioned in scriptures, Bhagavan told himself, Yada jasya anugrihnami harishyata dhanam sanai. To whom I bestow my mercy, I make them street beggar. Another thing, karoti bhikshu pratigeya hinam. I make them street beggar. Not only that, homeless street beggar. There are so many beggars of all over the world, they have a house. But Bhagavan Krishna told, I will make them homeless street beggar. So Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj told, I have some fear, if I take renounce order, then I will be street beggar. Because Krishna is Satya Sankalpa, what he told must come in true. What shall I do? And Gurudev requested me again and again. And when our Param Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj, came to Mathura, and he also requested him, then he took renounce order and came to Western country. At that time, Western country was the only one philosophy. What is that? Eat, drink and be merry. Nothing else than that. Even they could not speculate in their dream that is any other philosophy there in this world. Only eat, drink and be merry. Prince Swamiji came in New York, Tompkins Square Park. He is chanting, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He is closing his eyes, playing his kavatal and chanting this thing. He don't know even somebody is in front of him or not. When he opened his eyes, he saw so many persons, the hippies, they are dancing, they are making love, seeing this, they became very happy. They don't know what is this. Just like when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in this world, he used to do kirtan in the house of Sivas Pandit. The more they do kirtan, the Jogai Madha used to drink more alcohol and want to dance more and more. In same way, Swamiji is the associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is doing kirtan, the hippies are dancing. And they know also, if your friend have to offer something, they want to offer him alcohol. But Swamiji make them understand, by this you will never be happy. So by Krishna name, he make them happy. He turned them hippies to happies. So he came to give the message that you are the eternal son of Krishna. You have to back to God, back to home. Srila Gurudev traveled for same reason. Once we are in Leicester with Gurudev, the mayor of Leicester came and they told, oh, it is a poor country. The ministers are coming to beg something. And Gurudev told, yes, in your vision, India may be a poor country, but India is not a poor country. I came not to spread my bag like this. I want to give something this. If you take from me, then your life will be successful. I never learned to do this, means to beg. I want know only how to give this. And he told, I want to raise a fund this and that, and Gurudev will give him £10. 3-4 years before. So Gurudev also not come here to for name and fame. Why? Mahanta Sabhavei Talite Pamor Nijakarja Nahita Bujan Targhar. Who is Mahanta? Who is Uttam Bhagavat? Who is associates of Mahaprabhu and the divine couple? Although they have no need, yet they are very unhappy seeing the miseries of this world. They want to make them happy. So they are traveling in this world and reminded them, please chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then your life will be successful. Rain will be happening next moment, none can say. You know, just happened in Indonesia, very big earthquake in the ocean. Over 12,000 people expired in Asia belt. India, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, and Thailand, and Malaysia. Who knows? In India, Tamil Nadu, in Marina Beach, they are doing morning work. All of a sudden, 30 to 40 feet tsunami tidal waves came and blew them away. Their house, their car, everything. So who knows what happened, what time. So when you get association with sadhu, don't delay. Please take shelter of his lotus feet and what he guide us, be with his guidance, that under his guidance, if we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, then one day will come very soon, will attain the abode of, eternal abode of Krishna, and being there will serve him, and our life will be successful. For this mission, for this reason, Srila Gurudev traveling all over the world in his old days, and Srila our Param Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj also traveled for same thing, to remind us, back to God, back to home. Hare Krishna.
Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadali Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Padabhaktaya Namah. Only few persons are here. You have heard from Vinath Prabhu and Madhava Maharaj something. I have come only to remind you the words that my Siksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pad Sishmat Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj has given you. Out of mercy he came. Vishem Meshe, that was given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna. Same Meshe as given by Rupa, Raghunath and others. So I have come only to remind you Don't be weak. You should know that this life is like a drop
of water in lotus leaf.
That Kirtan, Swamiji used to. Jivana tala mala.
Kamala jala jala.
Kamala jala jala jivana.
Bhajahuri manasmi.
We don't know that when we will die. Try to hear carefully. Give attention. What are you doing? All devotees. What are you doing? We have come to listen to me. So, we should try to forget everything and to hear something for minute, couple of minutes. Give that time to me. Very precious. We must know that this beautiful body, beauty is not forever. Very beautiful. Very. One day, very eagerly, old is waiting for you, right, to embrace you. So you don't know, but very eagerly. If you want or not, old will come and embrace you forcibly. And then you will be what? No beauty, no attraction, no energy. Too old. And one day you will have to give up your body. You must know. And you cannot take a single farthing from this world. No hair at all. What you do? So much hard labor to earn money and all these things, cannot take anything. So we are like foolish. Swamiji came to remind you all these things, and I also. So you should try to realize all these things. Why you are doing so much hard labor like donkeys? Always, always busy, always busy. If a farthing cannot go with you, your beauty cannot go with you, your anything, one hair will not go, then why in vain you are losing your time? You are not this body. First thing this. You are soul in this body. And we are
eternal servant of this.
We are realizing endless pain of birth and death. But we think that this is our first and last
birth.
This is not right. Krishna has given a chance that Atma and Paramatma both are in this birth. In this body. Body is a bag of stool, urine, blood and all these things. Nothing else. In this human life, you can have real happiness of it. Otherwise not. So Krishna has mercifully given this. And it is not guaranteed up to how much you will live in this world. So at once, without delay, you should go to any Sadguru and try to realize all these things and chant her name. So Lord Swami Maharaj has given this name. But we should know that our chant is not so good, not pure, covered with anarths. Even Namabhas is there. It will do something. But what we are doing, so much attached to Bishop, worldly things, in lust and so many things, always. And knowing this, that I am, or this body is myself, I am doer, none is other. Then Naam will be Namaparad. Krishna name, really Krishna name, is Krishna himself. Krishna is very powerful. He can demolish all universes in a moment. And in same moment, he can create billions of universes. Very merciful. He invested all his power in name, so names are more powerful than Krishna himself. But we have no strong belief. We have heard. This is also a kind of apradh, that hearing all these things, we have no strong belief. We give importance of money and doctors and others. So we should know. Swamiji came to eastern countries, wrote his books in all these things. Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, so many books, Krishna books and others. They were distributed in the world to read and to practice, not to distribute for distribution alone and go and distribute. No. What is there? You should first realize all these things and distribute. So he did. He wrote about 100 of books. He established in a couple of years all over the world so many preaching centers, even in midst of ocean, on the top of hills, in every miracle. Only out of mercy. That mercy came from Guru Parampara, from his Prabhupada. And same, he has what inspired me to come and to remind you all. So you should try to give importance of name, but pure name. Not name, not for wealth, reputation, position or anything. To please Krishna, he should be merciful to us. So I have come only to remind. So you should not be weak. Try to chant pure name. Pure name is very rare. What we do, always Namaparad, sometimes Namabhas. Even Namabhas will do something. Doing, one day pure name will come. This is the aim and object of the life. In ancient time, about 88,000 rishis and muni saintly learned persons, they were assembled on the bank of a river, Gomti, Namisharanya. And they asked some question. Sruta Goswami, disciple of Srila Sukadeva Goswami, that this life is very short.
మంద సుమంద మతయో మంద భాగ్య దేర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ థింగ్స్ దే డూ ఫర్ గుడ్ బట్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ బ్యాడ్ సో మెనీ ఆబ్స్టకల్స్ సో యూ షుడ్ టెల్ మీ us how we can be happy really in this world. Jayatma samprasati, we means our soul will be happy, not this body. And then he told savai punsan paro dharmo jato bhakti radhokkhaje ahe dukkha vyavahita ja bhakti purushottami. He told that there are so many kinds of religions, but highest top religion is to serve Krishna, who is beyond the limit of our indriya senses,
material senses.
To serve him and to please him. How we can please? That prem is divided into five. Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Varsalya. Anyone can think that, oh, he is creator, so we should pray to him. By this, he will be happy. One will think that I should serve like Hanuman, Pandavas and others. Some may think that we should love like friend. And some, they like to serve Krishna as father, mother. And very rare, they want to serve like gopis, thinking that Krishna is my most beloved. In all kinds of bhakti, we should do to Krishna in what way? We should follow gopis. Krishna is my beloved. And as gopis served Krishna, this is the highest prem. ఆరాధ్యో భగవాన్ బ్రజే శతనయ తద్ధామ వృందావనం రమ్యా కాచుతు పాసనా బజు బధు వర్గేన జా కల్పిత శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ప్రమాణమలం ప్రేమా పుమర్థో మహాన్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభుర్ మతం ఇదం యాజ్ యు లవ్ యువర్ మోస్ట్ బిలవెడ్ లేడీ or ladies, they love their boyfriend more than that. Similarly, we should try to serve Krishna. What we have loved, not for others, give it to whom? To Krishna. Then you will have it. Otherwise, you will die and your boyfriend or girlfriend will. And after that, even you will not be satisfied and happy. Don't try to do like this. If it is so, then why divorce? They do so many times, like animals, but even they are not happy. So by these we cannot be happy. So from beginning of our life, Kaumacharya, from beginning of your life, you should try to follow. So, you should try to chant name with love and affection, pure name. Don't give importance of worldly things. Don't be worried for maintaining you. Krishna will arrange. గౌర్ ప్రమానందే ఎట చిత్తం. Radha Krishna Prana Muraj Lala Kishora Jivane Marani Gati Maranani Mora
Radha Krishna Prana Muraj Lala Lala Kishora
Oh.